Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Dr. Jewel's Brain Balancing Program and more with your host, physician and surgeon, microbiologist, preventive medicine and hygiene physician, and Surgeon General, Dr. Jewel Pooler.
Greetings, how are you? Wow, it's so great to be back again, and here we are, another Monday, or for us, Alpha, and we are talking about that fabulous, wonderful, mega computer, micronized to fit into your brain, your skull, the brain. So we've been talking about the circuits of the brain, and this is my favorite thing to talk about, which circuit are you in? So we finally concluded that the general population here in the Western world function primarily from their what we call first circuit or reptilian brain and second circuit lower levels. Now, the second circuit is so important, and we want to talk more about that today because we have a course to help people move up into the second circuit. Well, what are some of the main things that are a real problem here and not being fully capable of operating from the second circuit of the brain? And that is this inability to communicate, the idea that we think we have secrets, and most of all, not being willing to feel comfortable with closely with others. So we have wonderful examples of this area of our brain in the original organisms that had this circuit, and they're known as the organized insects. So the bees, the termites, the ants, the wasps, these are all organized organisms that work together very well in large numbers to sustain themselves on all levels. And this is the same circuit in our brain that allows us to do likewise. And the big story, of course, about why we have not reached that area of our brain. Usually we do that by the time that we're 3, maximum 4 years old. But if there's been any threats or perceptions of significant stress from conception up until that time, the survival brain or the first circuit is the primary circuitry and the software programs that the threatened or stressed organism will pull from to operate and navigate their environment. So let us take a listen from our sponsors and then really contemplate, because I really want you to really look at yourself and make some decisions about identifying where do I mostly operate in my brain. Okay, what circuits am I using? Now, again, the brain is wonderful. It's like a tree. So, of course, we have a trunk, which you can identify as your spinal cord, okay, with its branches coming off of it. And then we have basically the main divisions of that trunk, okay, that we call the actual head or the multiple branches of the tree. And that's literally what the brain can be described as. So if you look at the most trees, they definitely have levels of branching. So we